Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into the world of Salesforce automation, specifically how it can really benefit small businesses. And we've got a pretty good stack of resources here that we're looking at. And I think what's really fascinating about this is that it's not just about software, it's about making your business smarter and more efficient. And I think one thing that really surprised me when I was looking at some of this material was just the idea that something as simple as an email alert can be a form of automation. So we're going to really unpack all that. And to help me break down all this, all the ins and outs, I've got our expert here. Now, when you look at Salesforce automation, what is it that makes this so powerful, especially for smaller businesses?
Well, I think one of the most compelling aspects of Salesforce automation is how it can really level the playing field and allow small businesses to compete with larger enterprises. And we're talking about eliminating those manual tasks that can bog you down, things like data entry or follow-up emails or even assigning leads and all those little things that eat up your valuable time.
And it does add up, right? I mean, that's the thing. When you look at the source material here, they highlight that it can free up a significant amount of time.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking, a 40% reduction in lead response times.
Huge.
And that's huge in today's competitive landscape.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine what you could achieve with that extra time, you know? R imagine an extra day each week to focus on, landing new clients or finally tackling that game-changing product idea you've had in the back of your mind.
Okay, so how does it actually work? I mean, what are the building blocks of this whole system?
Well, it's all based on three key elements. You've got your triggers, you've got your actions, and you've got your rules, and they all work together like a well-oiled machine.
Okay, so can you give us a real-world example of how these elements all come together? Maybe something, for an e-commerce business.
Imagine a customer abandons their cart on your website. That's your trigger. The action could be automatically sending them a discount code or a reminder email. And the rule might be based on the value of the items left in the cart. So a higher value could trigger a larger discount, enticing them to complete the purchase.
That makes sense, but is it really that simple to set up?
It is.
I mean, do I need to be like a coding whiz to make all this happen?
Not at all, no. Salesforce has really upped their game in terms of user experience, and you can build even complex automations using a drag and drop interface.
So walk me through what are the steps? Let's say I'm ready to dive in. Where do I even begin?
Well, the foundation of any successful automation strategy is clean data, just like building a house. If you start with a shaky foundation, everything else is going to be unstable. So before you automate anything, you got to make sure that your data is accurate, it's complete, and it's free of any duplicates.
Okay, so step one is really just clean up the data.
That's right.
And actually, the source that we're looking at, they provide a pretty handy checklist of data cleanup tasks, things like merging duplicate contacts, verifying email addresses, standardizing naming conventions, all that kind of stuff.
That's it.
Maybe not the most glamorous part, but crucial.
It's crucial. That's exactly right.
So once you've cleaned the data, you've kind of identified, like, okay, this is where I want to automate. What's next?
Well, then you can start mapping out your business processes and identify those areas where automation can truly make a difference.
Now, the source that we're looking at suggests starting small, rather than trying to automate every single task at once.
Absolutely.
Is that a good approach?
That's definitely the best way to go. It's much better to have a few well-executed automations than a bunch of half-baked ones. So starting small allows you to learn the ropes, build confidence, and see those quick wins. Plus, it helps get your team on board, especially if they're a little hesitant about change.
So we've cleaned our data. We've identified our target areas. What's next?
Well, let's dive into the specific tools that Salesforce offers for automation. There's a range of options, each with its own strengths and ideal use cases.
I'm all ears. Let's hear about these tools.
Okay, so first we have workflow rules. This is your go-to for simple one-step automations. Think of things like sending an email notification when a lead status changes or updating a field value. They're easy to set up and require minimal maintenance.
Okay, so that's perfect for like just getting your feet wet, like those quick wins.
Absolutely.
What if I'm looking at something a little bit more complex, a multi-step process that I want to automate?
Then Process Builder comes into play.
Okay.
It's a visual tool that allows you to create a flow of actions.
Okay.
Based on specific criteria. So imagine you want to qualify a lead, route it to the right sales rep, and create a follow-up task, all automatically.
Right.
Process Builder can handle that with ease.
Mm. So we're progressing, right?
That's right.
We're going from like the simple automations with workflow rules,
yeah,
to these more complex processes with Process Builder.
Right.
What about when I need like even more customization and control?
That's where Flow Builder enters the picture.
Okay.
This gives you the ultimate flexibility to gather user input.
Okay.
Create dynamic screens.
Right.
And integrate with external systems.
So if I can dream it, I can probably build it with Flow Builder.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a powerful tool for creating truly unique and interactive automations.
Okay, so, but with great power comes great responsibility, right?
That's right.
What are some of the pitfalls that we should try to avoid when we're setting all this up?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes I see is over-automating.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to automate every single tiny task. It's really about focusing on those high-value tasks that are time-consuming or prone to human error.
Right.
Remember, you're not trying to replace human interaction altogether.
Right, right.
You're just trying to enhance it.
Finding the right balance, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, our source also stresses the importance of user feedback.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, your sales and marketing teams are on the front line, so you really need to listen to their experiences and be willing to adjust your automations based on their input.
So it's an ongoing process.
It is. It's all about continuous improvement, just like any other aspect of your business.
Okay, so we've covered, I think, a good overview here of the core components of Salesforce automation.
Yeah.
The different tools that are available.
That's right.
Or some, you know, key considerations for setting things up. Now let's dive a little deeper and let's talk about specific applications of these tools. So let's talk about email marketing and overall customer experience.
Great.
Okay, so let's talk about email marketing and customer experience.
Okay.
This is where I think Salesforce automation can really shine, helping you nurture leads, engage customers, and ultimately drive more sales. So I'd love to hear some real-world examples of how this actually plays out.
Sure. So imagine an e-commerce company.
Yeah.
And they're struggling to keep up with just a flood of inquiries and leads coming from all directions.
Right.
You know, they're overwhelmed. Response times are lagging, and potential sales are just slipping away.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare scenario for any business owner.
It is, absolutely.
So how do they turn things around?
Well, they implemented Process Builder and Flow Builder to create a streamlined system that automatically categorized leads based on product interest, assigned those leads to the right salesperson, and even triggered personalized drip campaigns.
So they essentially built like this automated system,
yeah,
that's like working tirelessly in the background.
That's right.
To nurture those leads and keep them warm.
Exactly.
So what impact did that have on their business?
Well, their average lead response time dropped by an incredible 40%.
Wow.
Which gave them a huge advantage over their competitors.
Okay.
Plus they saw a 25% increase in sales.
Those are some impressive results.
Yeah.
And it really highlights how automation can free up your team.
Absolutely.
To focus on building those relationships and closing deals instead of getting bogged down by all those administrative tasks.
For sure.
Do you have any other success stories that kind of showcase the power of Salesforce automation?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's think about a service-based startup, and they're facing challenges with client onboarding.
Okay.
You know, they need a standardized, efficient process.
Right.
But they just lack the resources to hire additional staff.
I can, as a small business owner myself, I can totally relate to that feeling of,
yeah,
you know, wearing multiple hats and constantly juggling priorities.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the startup, they used workflow rules to automate their onboarding process. So they set up automated emails to welcome new clients, providing essential information, guiding them through those initial steps.
That's clever.
Yeah.
It's a way to create a seamless and welcoming experience for new clients without adding to your workload. So did that work?
It did. It really did. Yeah. So their client onboarding time decreased by an impressive 50%.
Okay.
And they noticed a significant boost in client satisfaction scores.
Okay. So it's inspiring to see how these small businesses have, you know, really leverage Salesforce automation.
Yeah.
Not only to streamline their operations,
right,
but also to enhance that customer experience.
That's right.
And I think what's really cool about these examples is that,
yeah,
you know, you don't need to be a tech wizard to harness the power of Salesforce automation, right?
Not at all. No, the platform is designed with user friendliness in mind.
Now let's kind of circle back to workflow rules, process yep. builder, flow builder. We know that they each have their strengths.
Right.
But how do we choose the right tool for the job?
Yeah. So think of it like a spectrum of complexity.
Okay.
So workflow rules are your go-to for those simple one-step automations, things like sending an email notification or updating a field value. They're easy to set up and maintain.
Okay, so that's perfect for those businesses that are just getting started with automation.
Absolutely.
What about those scenarios where I've got a multi-step process
yeah.
that I need to automate?
Process Builder is the perfect solution for that.
Okay.
It's a visual tool that lets you design a flow of actions based on specific criteria.
Okay.
So say you want to automatically qualify a lead, route it to the right salesperson, and create a follow-up task, all automatically.
Right.
Process Builder can handle that seamlessly.
So there's this like clear progression.
Well,
we're going from like the simple automations with workflow rules
right.
to these more complex processes with Process Builder.
That's right.
Where does Flow Builder fit into all of this?
Flow Builder gives you the most flexibility and control
okay.
for crafting truly unique and interactive automations. So it allows you to gather user input, create dynamic screens, and even integrate with external systems.
So Flow Builder is for the businesses that are like ready to take their automation game to like the next level.
Yeah, yeah, for yeah.
Wouldn't building like these really complex automations with Flow Builder require like significant technical expertise?
Well, while Flow Builder does offer more advanced capabilities, it's still designed with user experience in mind.
Okay.
Salesforce has done a great job making these tools accessible to a wider audience.
So you're saying I don't need like a dedicated team of developers
yeah.
to build these sophisticated automations?
Not necessarily, no. Salesforce provides a ton of resources like tutorials, webinars, and a community forum where users can connect and exchange tips.
Okay.
There are even certified Salesforce consultants available for personalized guidance and support.
That's reassuring. So it sounds like there's a wealth of support available.
There is.
For businesses of all sizes.
Yes.
And technical skill levels.
Absolutely.
Now let's address some common questions and concerns that people might have about automation. One that comes to mind is, what happens if an automation is triggered by incorrect data?
Yeah, that's a valid concern, and it's why data hygiene is absolutely critical.
Okay.
You know, clean, accurate, and up-to-date data is essential. You can even use data validation rules to enforce specific formats for fields like email addresses and phone numbers.
I can imagine a rogue automation
yeah.
sending out like a mass email with the wrong information. That could be disastrous.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what other preventative measures can we take?
Well, duplicate management is also crucial to avoid redundant records and ensure data consistency. It's all about laying a solid foundation with clean data before you start building your automation empire.
So data hygiene, top priority.
Yes, absolutely.
Are there any other like common questions or concerns that you've encountered when people are kind of considering Salesforce automation?
Well, another frequent question is about integrating Salesforce with other marketing platforms like HubSpot.
Okay.
You know, a lot of businesses use a variety of tools.
All right.
So seamless integration is key.
Sure.
And the good news is that Salesforce offers native integrations with many popular marketing platforms, so you can ensure that your data flows smoothly between systems.
That's fantastic, because no one wants to be like manually transferring data between platforms.
Right.
What about the concern of over-communicating and potentially spamming leads or customers with automated emails?
Yeah, that's a really important point. You know, you don't want to bombard people.
Right.
So it's important to strike a balance between staying top of mind and respecting your audience's inbox.
Okay.
So personalization and relevance and providing value in your email campaigns is essential. So things like segmenting your audience based on interests and behaviors, personalizing content, and offering clear unsubscribe options, those are all ways to show that you respect your audience.
So no more generic mass emails that just end up in the spam folder.
Exactly.
What about keeping those automated campaigns like fresh and engaging?
Yeah.
How often should we be reviewing and refining those.
Continuous monitoring and adjustment are key. So you want to track metrics like open rates, click-through rates, and conversion rates to identify any signs of declining engagement.
Okay.
So if you see a dip in those metrics, it might be time to refresh your content or tweak your targeting.
So it's a data-driven approach.
It is.
You're constantly analyzing and adapting to optimize your results.
Absolutely.
What other tips do you have for ensuring that our email automation efforts are successful?
Don't underestimate the value of feedback from your team and your customers. They can provide invaluable insights into what's working and what needs improvement.
That's a great reminder to stay connected with those who are, you know, really on the front lines.
Yes.
What about the resource aspect?
Yeah.
Do I need a dedicated Salesforce administrator to manage all of this?
Well, while a dedicated Salesforce administrator can be beneficial, it's not always necessary, especially for smaller businesses that are just starting out. Empowering your team members to learn the basics of Salesforce automation is a good first step. There are tons of resources available online and through Salesforce directly.
That makes sense. As a business grows,
right,
and their automation needs become more complex,
right,
but what other options are there?
Well, you could consider hiring a part-time consultant or outsourcing specific administrative tasks. The key is to find a solution that aligns with your budget and your level of automation maturity.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've talked about, you know, everything from the fundamental concepts of Salesforce automation,
yeah,
to inspiring success stories,
uh-huh,
best practices, addressing those common concerns.
That's right.
What are your final thoughts for our listeners before we move on to the last part?
Well, I think in part three, we should shift our focus to some specific Salesforce automation features. We'll analyze some real-world success stories, and we can address even more of your burning questions.
Sounds good. All right, so welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Salesforce automation.
Okay.
We've covered a lot.
Yes, we have.
You know, we talked about the basics,
yeah,
some real-world applications, tackled some common questions.
Right.
Now I'm eager to kind of distill everything we've learned,
yeah,
into some key takeaways.
Sure.
And really leave you with some actionable steps.
Absolutely.
To kickstart your own automation journey.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Now, when you look at everything that we've discussed,
yeah,
what do you see as like the most important things for our listeners to remember?
You know, I think one of the biggest takeaways here is that Salesforce automation is about so much more than just technology. It's really about transformation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it can revolutionize the way you operate, freeing you from those tedious tasks and empowering you to focus on what truly matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like growth and innovation and building those all important customer relationships.
That's such a powerful way to frame it. It's not about automating just for the sake of it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
about, you know, strategically using these tools,
yeah,
to create a more efficient, effective, and ultimately more rewarding business experience. So where do you suggest someone begin?
Right.
You know, ever feeling inspired,
yeah,
but maybe a little overwhelmed by all the possibilities.
Sure. Well, I would say start by pinpointing your biggest pain points. What tasks are really draining your time and energy? Which processes are prone to human error? And where do you see the greatest potential for improvement?
So step one, analyze your current workflows.
Absolutely.
Identify those areas,
yeah,
where automation can make the most significant impact.
Exactly.
Once you've identified those key areas, what's next?
Well, then explore those different Salesforce automation tools we discussed. Your workflow rules, mm-hmm, your process builder, and your flow builder. And see which ones best suit your needs and the complexity of the tasks you're looking to automate.
But then remember, you don't have to go it alone, right?
Right.
Salesforce has like a ton of resources.
With its resources.
To guide you. You know, they've got tutorials, webinars. They've got that vibrant community forum.
Absolutely.
Where you can connect with other users, share tips.
Exactly.
Plus, you've got those certified Salesforce consultants.
Yes.
Who can provide more personalized support.
That's right.
So don't forget, as we wrap up here.
Yeah.
Don't forget the importance of clean data.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's the bedrock of successful automation.
It really is.
You know, so before you even start, you know, getting carried away with building these complex flows,
right,
make sure your data is accurate, it's complete, it's free of duplicates. You know, data hygiene is non-negotiable.
That's fundamental, yeah.
And once your automations are up and running,
yes,
don't just set it and forget it.
Right.
Right, you want to continuously monitor performance.
Yes, absolutely.
Gather feedback from your team, from your customers, and make adjustments as needed. So it's all about continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement, that's right.
Adapting to that ever-changing business landscape.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
Imagine 80%
of your
tedious manual tasks being effortlessly handled by automated processes. Think about what you could achieve with that reclaimed time and energy.
It's mind-blowing.
That's a game-changing vision, right?
It is.
It truly highlights the transformative power of Salesforce automation.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just about working harder. Yeah. It's about working smarter.
That's it.
And creating a business that runs smoothly and efficiently, even when you're not physically there.
Exactly.
And that concludes our deep dive into the world of Salesforce automation.
Great.
I hope you're leaving this deep dive feeling inspired and empowered to embark on your own automation adventure.
Absolutely.
Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the resources that we mentioned, including those Salesforce tutorials, case studies, and contact information for those certified consultants.
Sound good.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.